Hi, my name is Zakaran, and welcome to another one of my outrageously amazing, insanely enlightening master keys of creation about how to create and attract the joy, well-being, and abundance that you desire, and how to be the unlimited master of creation that you truly are, to literally make all your dreams come true. And you'll find tons more self-empowering videos, podcasts, articles, books, products, support, and guidance at zakaran.com to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality to create and attract the happiness, health, wealth, abundance, and freedom that you desire, and also how to become financially free. I can show you how to do that, baby. All right, so this is going to be a tricky one for a lot of people because so many people, or most people on planet Earth, do not feel like they have any control over their physical life. So they don't believe they have any control over their physical death. They believe that there's some sort of puppet master God controlling their life, and then therefore controlling their death, and therefore controlling their immortality. But none of that is true. Everyone has control over every single aspect of their life and death. So the title of this is All Death is Suicide. Boom! Mic drop! Yeah, you heard right. All death is suicide, because every single experience that every single person has is 100% attracted. Everything. Every illness is attracted. That's right. Every trauma is attracted. Every murder is attracted. Every rape is attracted. Every death is attracted. Every death from accidents, or death from diseases, or old age, or from smoking, etc. Freaking, etc. All death is attracted, because there is no such thing as assertion in this or any other universe where supposedly bad things and bad people can assert their evil will upon you against your will. Does not exist, is not truth, is not a reality. It may appear that assertion exists and is real, because let's face it, logically, who in their right mind would attract disease and traumas and death and rapes and molestations, etc., etc.? But ignorance of the laws of the universe is no valid excuse to not be affected by these laws. Whether you understand how the law of attraction works or not, it is working. It is the only law that does work in the universe. And of course, the law I'm speaking of is the only law to pay any attention to. Law of attraction. Even the Christians should be theoretically aware of this law, based on the teaching that Jesus said, you reap what you sow, or whoever said that. But this quote typically gets interpreted from an old world perspective, that we are somehow puppets dangling from strings, being controlled by some sort of puppet master God who's supposedly in charge of our fate. And if we do bad things, we'll get bad things happen to us as punishment. This is why actual suicide, where you make a conscious decision to end your life, has such a massive religious stigma, and where some people, some religions, some people believe that if you kill yourself, if you decide to take control of your own death, just like you could take control of your own life, you're going to go straight to hell and have eternal damnation. Because some or most religions don't believe that we are each in charge of our own lives, but God or Allah or the great spaghetti monster is in charge of our lives. We don't have any free will, even though it bloody says in the Bible that we do. And we're controlled by, you know, a vengeful, insecure God. And if we shoot ourselves in the head or jump off the Golden Gate Bridge, well, then we've robbed God of control of our lives, and then so deserve eternal hellfire. But of course, that is a big pile of ignorant, misguided dino shit. The true divine fact of the matter is that as souls, each one of us began our lives in human bodies by deciding who our parents would be, not necessarily in such a specific way, but in a general vibrational way, and what our body would look like, again, not so specific, but in a general vibrational way, and what the situation would be like that we would be born into. For the experience of it, the contrast of it, because we knew what would be inspired within us and the desires that would be inspired in us from that lifetime. This was decided mostly in a general way, as I said, but nonetheless with full 100% intent on our own individual right to choose, as it were, not being decided for us by some sort of controlly pants God or some sort of, you know, divine incarnation committee, but by us as spirits, as souls, as source, for no other reason than the joy of creation. And then secondarily, so the joy of creation first, and then secondarily growth and expansion. But those are just givens, so we don't think about those. And we have general intentions or game plans, if you will, for our lives, but nothing is written in stone. There's no set destiny for anyone as to what we will accomplish or how we will live specifically based on some sort of, you know, a destiny game plan. Only general desires and intentions of experience do we have when we start out. We have sexual orientation intentions and gender intentions. We have country intentions and culture intentions, etc., that we will be born with absolutely for sure, because we know what kind of desires we'll have from that because of the contrast that's associated with that. But in general, still in general ways and vibrational ways. And as far as how long we'll live and when we'll die, well, again, that's totally decided along the way. Nobody decides, oh, I'm going to live for 10 years and then I'm gone. Or, you know, some souls may come in and, you know, only stay for a short while and you know, decide, oh, no, this isn't for me, you know, and die as babies or die as children or die as teenagers or die at whatever age. And even though we see that as, you know, when a child dies or a baby dies, as we see that as just horrendously traumatic and heartbreaking, you know, the, you know, to immortal souls, the time or duration or manner of death of the body does not matter at all and is not remotely traumatic to a spirit, to a soul, because every single soul gets what they needed from every single life, regardless of how long they stick around. No matter how long, no matter how short, you know, no matter how much crap, no matter how much goodness, and every soul get, you know, goes straight when they croak. Every single soul goes straight to heaven, if you will, to pure, positive, non-physical energy. Every single soul straight through the proverbial pearly gates, without judgment of any kind. Yes, you heard right, folks. No judgment of any kind. Regardless of the circumstances of their death or their life, what they did, no matter how good they were, no matter how bad they were, even if, you know, you decide to kick the bucket by hanging yourself from the ceiling fan, shear yourself in the head, jump off a bridge, jump in front of a bus, doesn't matter. Every soul is 100% in charge of every single aspect of their life. And death, because death doesn't really exist. And everyone gets to decide how long they're going to stick around. And this can be done quite consciously and deliberately, you know, in, you know, if they want to kill themselves in a very drastic or way by offing themselves, you know, in a very dramatic, oh, I'm so dramatic, I'm such a drama queen. Or more gently, by deciding that, hey, today is the day that I want to die. I've just had enough. I'm going to leave this mortal coil. Today is a good day to die. Either way, there is no divine retribution because you decided that, hey, you've had enough of this shit, or, you know, you just, it's time to go back to source, or you're just done with this life and you're ready for the next adventure. Regardless, there's no one deciding if that was a good idea or not. It's your life. It's not, no one else in the entire universe of universes is in control of your life or your death. And everyone else, well, they're killing themselves too, no matter how they're dying. Everybody else is killing themselves too. They're just doing it in unconscious ways rather than conscious ways. Everything is, all death is suicide. All death is suicide. All death is attracted or consciously created. Everyone kills themselves because there's no committee or God or Grim Reaper who decides when it's your time to take a dirt nap. Every single aspect of everyone's life and death is 100% attracted based on each individual person's thinking and beliefs, which are just practiced thoughts. And ultimately, their vibration. And not because people are consciously or even unconsciously thinking, I'm going to die by being hit by a toilet falling from the space station. No one is thinking, I'm going to die by falling into the tree branch shredder because I tripped on a stone. No one is thinking, I'm going to die a hideous, painful death in immense pain because of cancer. That's not how it typically works, except for maybe a few serious hypochondriacs who imagine the very specifics of their death and, you know, and then they create it that way. How life, health, illness, and death works is based on vibration, which is based on thought. The vibration of your thoughts attracts like vibrations, and the gauge to know what that vibration is based upon your thoughts is, how do you feel? How does that thought feel? And the basic gauge of thoughts is, bad thoughts feel bad, good thoughts feel good. I know that's, or good thoughts feel good. Bad thoughts feel bad, good thoughts feel good. If you want to create good things, think good thoughts. If you want to create bad things, think bad thoughts. That's all you need to know on this planet. You don't need to study spirituality for 100 years and meditate for 100 years. All you need to know is good thoughts attract good things. Bad thoughts attract bad things. In other words, negative, fearful, limited, judgmental thoughts and doubtful thoughts and I'm not good enough thoughts and I'm unworthy or you're unworthy or you're not good enough thoughts feel bad and basically attract bad things. Fearful thoughts attract more things to be afraid of. Limited-oriented thoughts attract limited things and lack-oriented things. It's very simple. Judgmental thoughts attract more things to be judgmental about and people who judge you. Doubtful thoughts attract more things to be doubtful about. Very simple. And more importantly, negative, limited, doubtful, judgmental-oriented thoughts create a limited vibration, which creates bad feelings, which attracts more bad things that are similar in vibration, that you will feel bad about. Simply, like attracts like. Bad feeling thoughts attract more things to feel bad about. So when the shit is hitting the proverbial fan, how does it feel? You feel disappointed, angry, feel like a victim? Do you feel helpless, powerless, unworthy? Does it feel unfair? Does it feel unjust? Well, whatever you're feeling, the thoughts that you have been thinking have attracted these situations and people and experiences that match that vibration and match those thoughts that you've been thinking, those negative, limited thoughts. So if you've got a crap relationship and you feel cheated on or disrespected, well, the only one to blame is you for attracting this partner and this situation because you've been thinking negative, limited-oriented, lack-oriented thoughts that were similar in vibration. Or if your bank account says zero and the wolves are growling at your door and you can't get a break and all seems lost and it seems like everybody's out to get you, well, it's pretty obvious why your bank account is empty and you can't pay your bills and you're struggling financially. and why it's pretty obvious why you feel like shit. It's because you've been thinking about money and career and life, etc., in limited-oriented ways. You've been playing the game of poor me victim, and the game of I'm helpless and powerless, and they're out to get me, and I can't get a break, and I'm not good enough, and there's not enough, and life's a struggle, and money's a struggle, and basically playing the game of poverty and not enough, and lack, and unworthy, and helpless victim, rather than playing the game of infinite abundance. You've been playing the game of helpless, powerless victim rather than playing the game of fully empowered, divine creator of infinite riches and abundance. Or, if your health sucks, you've got one foot in the grave and another on a banana peel, well, it's painfully obvious how you have been thinking. If you're a fat tub of lard and can barely move off the freaking couch without getting winded, or you've got streptococcus inflammation and the doctors are telling you to get your affairs in order, or you're in pain and have various ailments hindering your quality of life, etc., etc., well, again, it's pretty obvious what train of thought that you have been riding on. And the key, once again, is how do you feel? Do you feel fearful, frustrated, disappointed? Feel like a big-ass victim? Do you feel helpless, powerless, unworthy, not good enough? Are you an angry, stubborn, resistant toad who always has your dukes up, ready to fight? Ready to fight the evil foes that are around every corner, out to get you, out to steal your money, out to control you? Does life feel unfair, unjust? Do you feel unloved, lonely, abandoned? Whatever crappy feeling you are feeling and whatever belief you have that makes you feel like crap, whatever pile of shit that is running around in your head and spewing out of your mouth, if it feels bad to think it and do it and say it, then that is literally what is killing you. And here's the kicker, none of that crap is remotely true. Nothing limited or judgmental in nature is true. It's all big, huge piles of stinking brontosaurus poop. Any limited, doubtful, judgmental, lack-oriented thoughts that you have about anyone or anything, even if all signs point towards that being true, regardless of how it may appear, none of it is actually true. There's no such thing as a bad person. There's no such thing as evil. There's no such thing as darkness. There's no such thing as a victim. There's no such thing as unfairness and injustice, because everything is 100% attracted and assertion does not exist. It's a lie. It's 100% a lie. There's no such thing as bad things being able to assert their negative will against you, against your will. There's no such thing as assertion. There's only attraction. And just because something in your life is unexpected and seemingly popped up out of the blue, and you can't imagine how you could possibly have attracted that unwanted thing because you weren't thinking car crash or cancer or cheating wife or getting fired or house burning down, etc. You weren't thinking those thoughts, but you were thinking thoughts that had the same vibration as those experiences. Therefore, the same feeling. So something that you create that seems completely unexpected, well, the thing to think about is, how does it feel? Whatever it feels like, I guarantee that you have been thinking similar bad feeling thoughts, similar thoughts that make you feel the same way. Just think back. How have you been feeling for quite a while now? And what have you similarly been thinking about that made you feel the same way as you feel now? Now, alternatively, let's look at the good stuff that you attract. Because basically, good feeling thoughts attract good feeling things. If you're in the habit of entertaining, positive-oriented, unlimited, abundance-oriented, well-being-oriented, optimistic-oriented, joyful-oriented thoughts, well, you will naturally attract things, situations, and people that are similarly good-feeling in nature. You'll attract things that are vibrational matches to those feelings and those thoughts. Again, life and creation is very, very simple. Knowing how to guide yourself is very, very simple. Life, like attracts like. Good feeling thoughts attract good feeling thoughts. Good feeling things. Good feeling thoughts attract good feeling things. Abundant oriented, unlimited oriented, optimistic oriented, joyful oriented, fun oriented thoughts attract an abundance of fun, wonderful things. Whether that's love, sex, money, riches, travel, creativity, health and well-being, etc., etc. Again, if your health and fitness and vitality sucks and the Reaper is knocking on your door, well, needless to say, you've been doing some pretty stinking thinking for a long-ass time and disregarding your own self-guidance system, your own warning systems that have been going, danger, Will Robinson, time to start thinking good-feeling thoughts because you are headed straight to hell in a handbasket. If the vultures are circling around your house because they can smell the rotting flesh, well, it's time to get your head in the game or they'll be picking at your bones any day now. Unless, of course, you've chosen to use this specific disease as your excuse to bail out and give up the ghost. Maybe the quickest route to your source, because that's what happens when you die, when you croak, you just go straight to source. You become who and what you truly are as source. You go to non-physical. You go straight to pure positive energy. So maybe the quickest route to your source is to become a formaldehyde-based turkey. Because here's the scoop. All anything that anyone truly wants is to feel good. And the best way to feel good is to be connected to your source. To be reconnected to your God source, if you will. And you can do that consciously by getting your head in the game and headed in positive, abundance, unlimited, joyful, oriented directions. Or if you've got way too much momentum built up in very negative directions because you've been practicing negative thinking for, you know, 40, 50, 60, 70 plus years, and you've got so much negative, bad feeling momentum built up that it's relatively impossible to stop that train. Well, then the quickest way to stop that train is to just crash that sucker head on into a mountain, blow up the track, crash it into the ravine, crash it into the river, and basically commit unconscious suicide with that disease. To just cut those brakes and finally let go and leave this crappy party to go to a better one. So basically, depending on the primary feeling space generated by your thoughts, based on a tally of how many positive-oriented thoughts you have compared to how many negative thoughts you have, you're either primarily happy and thriving and abundant and full of well-being, and you're green and growing and expanding, and you're excited and inspired and passionate and creative and excited about life. In other words, you're truly living because you are appreciating every single joyful, exciting step on this miraculous adventure of creation, and you understand and embrace your immortal, divine, unlimited, all-powerful nature as a creator of joyful, abundant reality, and you are therefore 100% fully and consciously in charge of your longevity and your health and your well-being, and you basically can live as long as you like in this body. Or if you decide you're done and it's time to move on to the next joyful adventure, then you'll croak in some sort of easy manner or tragic manner or whatever manner, or perhaps you'll just disappear and ascend. Regardless of how you go, it does not matter because you know that death is an illusion. Because who you truly are, as Source, as a spirit, is eternal. And you can't ever get anything wrong, and you never get anything done. You're not a physical human trying to become spiritual. You are a spiritual being. You're a spiritual master. You are a spirit having a human experience. So that's the conscious, aware, enlightened, so to speak, choice of living and living and living and quote-unquote dying, because you're living here, then you're living there. You're not really dying. There is no death. Death is an illusion. There's only life and life. There is no life after death. There's only life and life. It's just a different kind of life. It's just non-physical life. There is no death of any kind. Yes, the body dies, but the body is not you. You're just renting it. You're just borrowing it. You're just temporarily losing it. So that's the choice, the conscious living and living choice. Or you can take the old school path of unconscious, non-deliberate, unaware, muddling through life and just reacting to negative things in negative ways, basically living life like a helpless, powerless victim where you believe bad people and bad things such as diseases can get you and are out to get you as some sort of conspiracy in your life, and health and abundance and happiness are out of your control and up to chance and in control of others who are exerting control over you, whether that's other people or God or the devil or evil forces, and bad things happen to good people and life isn't fair and you've got to work hard and sacrifice and prove your worth to God and other humans and other people, to keep them happy, and other people's happiness, well-being, and abundance, and their desires and their dreams are more important than yours, and your life, and therefore your death is out of your control. But if you play your cards right, even if life sucks here, well, then you'll allegedly get your reward in heaven. You know, it's your choice. Choice A or choice B. It's, you know, conscious. Choice A, conscious, deliberate, joyful, exciting, fun, abundant, fulfilling, satisfying creation, and truly living a life consciously and deliberately created for you, by you, based on your desires and dreams and your conscious choices, where you appreciate the cavalcade of unwanted, undesirable things in life because of the clarity that this contrast gives you about what you don't like and what you want improvement upon. And what you like, love, and appreciate, and want more of. And then, of course, you never curse the contrast of unwanted things, but instead, you welcome the adventure, the contrast, and the mastery of focus that this contrast provides to focus on what you want, not on what you don't want. Where you create what you want every single day based upon your focus and attention upon things that you like, love, and appreciate, and want more of. Where your focus is always on feeling good and feeling better, and you delight in your awesome, unlimited, divine magnificence every moment of every single day, and everything in your life just gets better and better and better and better, and you have more fun and more fun and more abundance and more abundance. Or, choice two, the typical human choice, to be, and that's not even a choice, to be an unconscious creator of your life by just reacting to the negative things in life and judging the unwanted things in life and feeling like a helpless, powerless victim. And comparing yourself to supposedly more fortunate people and feeling insignificant and unworthy in comparison to them and following rules created by humans, posing as, you know, supposed authorities of God, to try to gain favor and approval and admiration and love from God and others. You know, that's your second choice. The choice to guard your life by what other people have decided is the right way to think, believe, and act. The choice to unconsciously let life and society and religion and politics and patriotism and us versus them and good versus evil guide your life. To let fear and lack and doubt and limitation guide your life, or I mean, that just sounds like sucky way to life to live, doesn't it? That's no way to live. That's not living, that's dying. Or, back to choice one. Much better choice, much more fun choice to consciously guide yourself in your life to ever-increasing levels of joy and love and excitement and fun and creativity and more fun and more fun and more excitement and more fun and more sensuality and more joy using your own completely infallible self-guidance system under the complete, unconditional, non-judgmental, 100% supportive, unlimited, infinite, all-powerful guidance from your own source self that is always guiding you to more fun and more joy and more love and more abundance and more well-being and more excitement and more love and more adventure and more freedom and more inspiration and more creativity and more fun and more bliss and more ecstasy and more fun and more joy forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. It's your choice. Because you're either living or you're slowly dying. You're either consciously living or you're slowly, unconsciously committing suicide. It's your choice. Be happy now by focusing on what you want, even if it's not here yet, and by focusing on things that are easy to like, love, and appreciate, and therefore creating more things in your life that are easy to like, love, and appreciate, or create more stuff that you don't like because you keep focusing on things that you don't like out of some misguided, futile idea that if you can judge and condemn and kill and imprison and get rid of everything and everyone that you hate, all that will be left once you've committed genocide upon all the things that you hate, the only thing that will be left will be things that you like, and you can finally be happy. And help everyone else create what they want so that they can be happy at the expense of your own dreams and your own desires and your own happiness. Man, this is killer, ain't it? I guess that's why it's about death. Otherwise, yeah, your positive choice, your much more fun choice, is to have fun creating more and more fun stuff every day with your nonstop good-feeling thought train that's always headed to Funville and Abundance Town. Very simple. It's a very simple choice. Or, sucky choice too, keep struggling and fighting the futile fight to get what you want to somehow finally be happy, which will never work. Because it is impossible to have a happy result from an unhappy journey. Sucky journey just takes you to Suckville, not Happy Town. So, in conclusion, finally, fear not death. Because death is an illusion. It is not real. It is impossible for you to die. You are immortal. You have always existed and you will always exist because you are Source, God, Goddess, all that is. There is no separation between you and Source. You can do no wrong because you are Source. And because you're infinite, you never get anything done because you are an eternal divine creator here for the eternal joy of creation. No other reason. You're not here to prove your worthiness to anyone because there is no judge and your worthiness has never been in question because God Source does not judge itself. That would just be stupid. That would be illogical. Even the worst of the worst of the most despicable humans on earth are welcomed to heaven with open arms, and everyone has a good laugh, and every lifetime is honored and greatly appreciated for the immense expansion and growth and evolution and improvement that those lifetimes have provided. There are no victims, there is only attraction. So all the bad guys attracted the victims, and the victims attracted the bad guys. Because remember, there is, you know, again and again and again, and I've said this a million times, there is no such thing as a victim. There is no such thing as assertion. There is no such thing as murder. There is only attracted suicide, where you use another person as your excuse to kill yourself. There is no such thing as death by disease. There is only attracted suicide and using a disease as your excuse to kill yourself. There is no such thing as a tragic accident. There is only attracted suicide and using the car accident or whatever calamity as your excuse that you have attracted to kill yourself. There is no such thing as genocide. There is only mass suicide and using misguided, disconnected people as your excuse to commit suicide and kill yourself. I know that people would like to believe in judgment and eternal punishment because they can't imagine how such apparent evil could exist and can't imagine how a person or persons could attract such horror, such as genocide and murder and wars and rape, etc., etc. But nevertheless, every single one of them did. And that was just what they used as their excuse to go back to source, because they were very far from it, energetically, spiritually, vibrationally, and that was the easiest pathway back to source. Because remember, all anyone wants is to feel good and to get back to source, because that's the best feeling. When you're connected to source, you feel at your best. Because the only reason someone feels bad is because they have disconnected themselves from their source self with their negative, limited, judgmental, doubtful, I'm not good enough, I'm unworthy, etc. thinking. And sometimes the fastest route back to source is unconscious or deliberate conscious suicide. No matter what the method of suicide is used, whether it's a catastrophe or illness or a murder or genocide or war or just plain old-fashioned old age, it doesn't matter. It's all attraction and it's all suicide. It's all attraction. So it's all suicide. The only difference is conscious suicide or unconscious suicide. That's the only choice on planet Earth. Regardless, everyone gets through the proverbial pearly gates above pure unconditional love and pure light and pure joy when they croak, when they kick the bucket. And nothing needs forgiven because, again, everything is attracted by your thoughts and vibration. There is nothing wrong. There is no judgment. There is no such thing as positive and negative. There's only higher vibration and lower vibration. The only question to ask yourself is, how do I feel? If you feel like shit, it's because you're thinking shitty thoughts. Well, no worries. Just start thinking good feeling thoughts. And you're back on track to Joy Town, and you're now attracting joyful things. Give yourself kudos. Congratulate yourself for being aware of your negative thoughts so that you can get your thoughts in a more positive direction. And when you're feeling good, keep thinking those good feeling thoughts. Keep adding fuel to the proverbial train boiler to keep your train full speed ahead to Funville and Joy Town and Prosperityville and Richvilleness and Ecstasy Town and more fun and more fun and more joy and more fun and more abundance and more prosperity. And you will always attract more and more fun things to do and fun things to be and more desires for improvement and more fun and more fun. All right. Woo! Damn! So I hope you enjoy this outrageously amazing, insanely enlightening Master Key of Creation. If you got through the whole damn thing, I know you did. And it blew you away, blew your socks off, blew the top of your head off. If you did get something from it, please comment, share it with your friends, bless them with these amazing teachings, subscribe to my YouTube channel so you get notifications of new videos. Come visit me at zekairon.com for more self-empowering goodies to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality. and where you can also find out how to achieve financial freedom easily, effortlessly, passively. I'll show you how to get your money working hard for you so you don't have to work hard for your money. My name is Zakaron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. Thanks again for watching this video or listening to this podcast. And I wish you immense joy and adventure and abundance and fun and excitement on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And, of course, remember to make life a holiday.